You are now listening to a Porch FM podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Porch FM.
Porch FM, your kasi, your stasi.
Your kasi, your stasi.
It is 10 past 6 here on Porch FM. Can you believe it? The guy was from the old MPC center, the old police stasi. Yeah, within less than 10 minutes. That is really a record. Goeienaand, Klivan, hoe gaan het?
Dit gaan baie goed, dankie. En ook met die, ek wil net sê, baie dankie vir die geleentheid. En stuur ook groete vir allemaal wat luister vandag.
Ach, baie dankie. Ons sê vir jou baie dankie. Dit is vir ons absolute voorreg om jou hier te het in die studio. Hier by Poort FM beoog ons om soveel as informatie te deel met die gemeenskap. Especially times like this when there's elections, we try to get everyone on board to share the platform and to convince people why they should vote for you, why they should vote for your party. So Cleven, in short, use all the time that you want, because this is now the place to sell yourself. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? From where are you? How did you get involved in politics or in the Congress, the Cape Colored Congress? And then we can take it from there.
Okay, thank you. My name is Klivan Olifant. I've been residing in Estrus for as long as I know myself. I was born and bred in Estrus. Yes, I'm a young man with a lot of zeal, how can I say? I went to school in Estrus Secondary. I'm actually a boy that struggled a lot when I grew up. So basically, I had to do most of the things by myself. Mm-hmm. That is by achieving education. Providing for myself. Yeah. I am a self-taught boilermaker with 16 years of experience. I'm also a team leader guy. Mm-hmm. Most of my positions were team leaders, which I have maybe more or less like 6 years experience of team leading. Also, it goes with supervising experiences. Mm-hmm. Throughout my life, I actually experienced a lot of racial discrimination. Doors that been shut in my eyes, in my face, regarding access to improve your life. How I came to be involved in politics is, I'm a young man that got frustrated with how things have been going in the past years in Estrus. I remember those days when we were in school, we had, a lot of technical assistance. We did academic subjects as well as technical subjects. But when the new dispensation took over, they removed all that, the programs that benefited us as colored young boys. If you weren't academically smart, you could have gone the technical way. Mm. And all those things suddenly, slowly disappeared out of school. And, I tried most of my time to get myself somewhere without the assistance of people in the community. Because there was no such programs that could uplift you. You get what I'm saying? So most of the things that I know today is either self-taught or I've learned it in at work, through work experience. Yeah, and how I came to be part of CCC is that I remember listening to Fadil Adams speak about the struggle of a colored child. And it gripped me because I know a lot of my friends that's either passed away through drug abuse, some were caught up in gangsterism, and we had a tough, actually a tough bringing up as colored young boys. And I could relate to most of the things the president spoke about, because it's like, you know, we think here in Esters that that would be the problem, where children don't get chances outside. It's not just in Esters, it's all over South Africa, from what I found out. And then I started reaching out and commenting on Cape Coloured Congress's post. And then, you know, I started expressing my frustration through the post that I've been posting. The slowly decline in sports, the decline in work opportunities for coloured young boys. You know, let me just take you back to one of my experiences when my latest job that I had. It was before I went into politics. I used to work at I don't want to name the company, just for protection. Mm. It was an engineering firm where, you know, the hiring ratio was they would hire two colored people, four white people and five black people. It just goes to show you the level of discrimination in the hiring aspect of things. So they put us through a lot of tests and trials, and I managed to be the one that stood out from the 10 candidates. Mm. And they had me, like, they put me in a position where I need to train people. So I trained a lot of young boys that just came out of the colleges, and only to find out in a later stage that these people earn more money than me, but I'm the one training them. So, you know, I actually experienced that level of, how can I say, you know, the voortrekkery van swart en wit in die besighede. Dit was so te sê, al maak die saak hoe hard werk ek nie om dinge te achieve in die company. Die jong mannetjies wat nog so pas uit skool uitkom en onder my training deurgegaan het, het nog steeds first privilege gekry as het kom by salarisse. En toe het ek frustreerd geraak en die werk sommer net gekoot, toe het ek 'n lang brief van my baas geskryf en vir hom gesê, die is al die punte wat jy moet na kyk volgens wie ek is in die besigheid in. Julle gebruik my vir skills julle theoretical students practical students te maak. Meaning I have to impart my skills to them, but you don't recognize what I do for you at that level. So toe was daar 'n rede kabel van jy weet, jy's nie fit nie, jy's ook nie swart nie. Dis dinge wat hulle nie in skam was om vir jou te sê nie. En toe koot ek die werk. Toe besluit ek gaan nou my eie besigheid maak. En ja, ek het toe my besigheid geregistreer. En jy weet, daar was mos nog nie te veel plek in Esters waar jy kan gaan vir help vir soos die nie. Toe het ek nou uitgaan vind by sekere mense waar moet ek gaan. Ek wil ook nie mense se name sleg maak nie, maar dit was ook vir my, jy weet, hulle het plain en simpel net vir jou gesê, gaan in Mams, gaan kyk wat jy daar reg kry. Asof Mams moet nou Esters se mense ook kyte. Oké, okay, toe het ek Sida toe gegaan en gaan try om dinge van my beter te maak, jy weet, om funding te kry vir besigheid. En toe het ek nou die dag kom by Sida, toe het ek apply en die man het net vir my gesê, gee my jou executive summary van jou besigheid. Mm-hmm. En hier is die e-mail address en e-mail, daar gaan ons jou terugbel, ons gaan jou terugkontak. En 3 maande het toe voorby gegaan en daar was geen antwoord van Sida se kantoor af. He. Toe het ek nou weer na 3 maande teruggegaan. En toe die mannetjie nou, wat supposed is om vir my in die program in te sit, toe het hy nou plain bewusteloos gespeel. En gemaak, like hy het nooit my, ek was nooit daar nie. Ek het nooit my papiere vir hom gesubmit nie. En jy kon sien die dag, toe sal hulle in 'n hurry om my in die program in te kry, because toe druk hulle my in die full booked klas. 'N Klas wat fully booked was. Mm. En toe sien ek, die mense het daar nie provision gemaak vir my vir die eerste keer. En nou wat ek nou terugkom met iets wat hulle kan in moeilikheid sit, toet hulle nou skierlike probleempie gemaak. En ek het so iets soos revelation gekry om te sê, kyk nou wat gaan hier aan. As ek nou swart man was, dan was ek hy selfe dag gehelp. Maar omdat ek 'n kleerling mannetjie was, was ek huis toe gestuur vir 3 maande en niks antwoord gegee nie. En toe ek nou teruggegaan en toe ek maar nou net, jy weet, geprobeer sign up, maar in hy selfe klas, en kan jy sien hoe die advisor vir jou ook in 'n manier en sê, jy gaan dit nie maak nie. Because ek weet nou nie, as dit omdat ek nou kleerling was nie. Jy weet, dis maar nou een van die, dis maar nou net van die paar experiences wat ek nou deurgegaan het, voordat ek nou uitkom by die rede hoekom ek regtig die political party gejoin het. En jy weet, terwyl ek nou besig is om my besigheid so goed te probeer uitsort, moet ek nou my tax clearance certificate kry, en ek gaan toe SARS toe. En ek kom daar, met approach, praat die vrou vir my, die dame waar daar voor by die desk sit, praat eerste in haar taal, wat ek nou nie kan verstaan nie. En ek is toe polite, en ek sê, sorry man, I don't understand what you said just now. En die moment toe sy nou afkom, dat ek nie 'n swart man is nie, toe verander hy hele attitude towards my. Daar is 'n seksie waar jy net daar met reg gaan, wat vir besighede is, en dan as jy bo op die taf, op die tweede vloer gaan, of op die eerste vloer, daar is waar die normale citizens gaan, vir hulle teksgoed. Toe het hulle nou vir my gestuur, dat ek daar boven die normale mense sit, sonder om vir my te sê, ek moet na die besigheid plek toe gaan. Ok, ek het nou daar rond gaar klop, toe het ek nou finally by die vrou kom, wat my moet help, toe stuur sy my, toe sê sy vir my, ek moet my business adres kry, so laat hulle weet vir wie moet hulle, op wat se adres moet hulle getekst word. Toe gaan ek, toe kry ek nou die besigheid besonderhede, kom ek terug, en toe sê sy vir my, sorry, is die verkeerde goed, jy moet jou persoonlike goed bring. Jy weet, ek kon duidelik sien, sy wil my rond sit. Ok, toe het ek nou al die goed gedoen, die rond sit gevat, en ek het terug toe gegaan na toe. En toe sê sy, you know what, I think it's better if you go there by Menlyn. They would help you better. So, ek was bietjie stom geslaan, want ek weet nie wat was het wat sy bedoel daar nie. Is het omdat meer Afrikaans sprekende mense in Menlyn in werk, of voel hulle ek sal beter service kry daar? Ok, en toe ek nou begin frustrated raak, want ek kry nou die runaround oorals waar ek nou gaan, en het ek maar nou gekoot om nou al die dinge te doen nie, Toe sit ek nou en luister nou, vraag nou myself, luister, wat want toe van hier af? Because, gaan jy na jou community layers toe, is hulle useless. Gaan jy buiten, dan word jy nie eens gesien as iemand wat moet gehelp word nie, weens jou velkleur nie. En dis die blatant discrimination wat ons kleerling jong mense face buiten. As mense nog nie deur dit gegaan het, dan sal hulle nie verstaan, hoekom ons nou, hoe kan ek sê, hoekom ek gaan na die colored route toe nie? Because I can plainly see there's no one speaking outside for me. Except for the people that I started following.
Mm.
Ok, en toe begin ek nou meer interesseerd raak met CCC. En ook in my gemeenskap. En ek het toe begin deel raak van die eerste business chamber. Het hulle toe 'n board geëlect. Democratically, het ons die hele gemeenskap gelaat weet, besigheidsmense, en allemaal het toe die besigheid, die meeting geattend, en, jy weet, dit was nou een way vir my om nou involved te raak in my gemeenskap, sodat ek weet wat gaan aan on the ground. Omdat ek besigheidsgeletterd is, weet ek hoe my jong mense te assist, en dan weet ek wat gebeur by SIDA. So, miskien kan ek 'n sterk hand in dit sit, laat klierling jong mense nie wegverwijs word nie. En, jy weet, ons was nou toegelekt die gemeenskap, en so het ons nou die approval gesoek van al onse leiers in die gemeenskap. Onse council het vir ons gesê, in die besigheidsforum sal hy sal het nie approve, hoe kan ek sê, hy het geen approval oor dit nie. Meaning, he will not recognize it. En toe het ek nou gevoel, ok, hoe dan nou? Jy try om iets te wees in jou gemeenskap, nog steeds word jy down geshoot. So kom ek involved van myself political wise. Laat ek dan, hoe kan ek sê, dat ek dan een been het om op te staan. En so het ek besluit, daar was een approach van PA af, maar het ek besluit, omdat ek nou weet van sekere members wat deel was van ons gemeenskap, wat nie eintlik iets geachieve het nie, toe sê ek vir myself, ek wil nie op hy span wees nie. Ek wil op 'n span wees wat my die freedom gaan gee om die verandering in my my gemeenskap te doen, sonder dat ek orders kry van iemand wat nie hier bly nie. En toe het ek nou gepraat met die mense van CCC. CCC was 'n party wat gebore is uit Western Cape. Nou, hulle voordat het CC Cape Coloured Congress was, was het eerste die Cape Townian, die Gatvol Cape Townian Movement. En ek weet nie, was het issues oor die naam, toe kon hulle dit nie so registreer nie, maar ons president Fadil het het ook in 'n interview goed verduidelik. Hoekom hulle die party gevorm is, was ook deur 'n situasie soos wat die besigheidsforum nou in is. Hulle wil nie recognition kry van die, hulle kon nie recognition kry van die die huidige DA councillors in hulle wards nie. Toe het hulle besluit, hulle gaan hulle eie political party vorm. En omdat het normal citizens is soos ek en jy, wat besluit het, hulle gaan hulle tyd vat en beklei vir die kleerling mense pleit, het ek ook besluit, okay, ek gaan ook my eie tyd vat, nie omdat ek finansies gewaarborg is, of dat het is totally voluntarily vir my. Toe het ek besluit, okay, ek wil dan deel wees van so'n gemeenskap. Daar waar geen members is betrokken met corruption nie, hulle het geen registry met political parties nie, meaning hulle gaan nie hulle eie mandates bring en het enforce op ons nie. En toe het ek nou weet deel geraak van die Cape Coloured Congress Gauteng ex-community, ex-co committee, waar ek nou serve as die deputy chair.
Nationally?
Yes, okay. op a national level. En so het ons maar nog gediscuss oor die groei van die party in Gauteng en hoe ons, na wat se type communities kan ons appeal. En toe sê ek vir hulle, ons ken focus op Eesterus, because ek is van Eesterus, ek weet wat het gebeur in Eesterus die afgelope paar jaar. Soos wat ek kan sê is, daar is vir die afgelope 30 jaar plekke wat niks gedoen is nie, in Eesterus. Ons het nog velde wat oopstaan, wat niemand kan explain nie, maar ons sit met 'n housing crisis. Okay, en soos ek gesê het, ek wil maar aan die kant wees wat nie eintlik in die dinge is vir geld nie. Ons wil regtig verandering hê in die gemeenskap. Well, as far as me, ek is nie iemand wat jy weet, die limelight like nie. Ek is iemand wat ook nie vriende, ek hou nie van vriende om my nie. Ek is nie 'n party mens nie. Ek is 'n man wat getroud is, ek het 4 kinders, jy weet, en terwyl ek nog 34 is, is ek nog in my jeug, en beklei baie vir die jeug. My hart gaan baie uit vir ons jong seuns wat vasgevang is in drugs. Soos ek sê, ek is nie 'n perfekte man wat staan nie voor julle nie. Ek het ook foute gehad as 'n jong man, due to, jy weet, social, daar was social problems in ons lewe. So, my main ding is nou basically om my gemeenskap te address as, jy weet, ek wil nie, ons moet praat oor political parties nie, maar kom ons praat oor ons as brein mense. If we are realistic, in the past 30 years, or let's say, since the post-apartheid, what improvement have we seen in our lives?
Okay. Dit was nou 'n mond vol gesê. Ons gaan 'n kort breek vat. And when we back, we continue our conversation here with Clivaan Olifant of the Cape Coloured Congress.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Poort FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
It is 6:31 on Poort FM. Did you listen how professional our adverts sound here on radio? If you want to have your advert played on Poort FM, contact the station manager on our official WhatsApp number on 064-119-6071. We continue our conversation here with Clivaan Olifant of the Cape Coloured Congress. Clivaan said a lot now. I think that was nearly 15 minutes. Very well said. And I just want to interrogate him on a lot of things that he was saying now. Just get his view or more info about that. Clivaan, I like what you're talking about, the technical school that we had.
Yes.
Previously in Estrus that basically just come to Zults now.
Yes, it just faded away.
What and how will you revive it if you were to be the councillor, you and your party?
Yes. At the moment, our main agenda, let's say, to put our mandate in short, is skills development and upliftment. That's mainly how we focus on. As a artisan myself, I have approached a lot of people in the training industry to try and figure out how is it that I can get the technical aspect back into schools. Because I remember when I was young, we had houtwerk in school. Mr. Jermaine taught us. In Nantes, we also had it. Here at the Blue School, we had, you know, electrical.
But houtwerk was so useless. I mean, I was in the Geel School.
Yes, but it was, like I said, in any trade, you have a basic certificate. And in the basics, you start learning safety, how to use your tools. You know, it's just the stuff you need to know after school. So basically, that things were. It's like the fundamentals. It's the foundation of any trade.
I apologize humbly so,
yes,
because I only took it up until grade 8, and
yes,
I was so glad to move out of there. Sorry for that.
Yes, yes. You would find that some kids are academically smart, and then some kids are technically gifted. So it depends on how your child is. So my main thing is to work with all my skills development organizations in our community. I believe we do have. And then also with all our sports organizations in order to see how we can bring back. Because as far as the damage is done, we have to go to our facilities. And you know, it's a long process that we have to endure. And my main thing is the only way I can bring change to a community is with the cooperation of the people residing in that community. Meaning, we would everyone in the community need to put in a collective effort in achieving this. And basically, what I'm saying by this is that the CCC is here to give back the power to the people, the main decision making.
Okay, with the right support and some funding, do you think that you, as Clivaan, will be able to manage a skills center?
Yes, 100%. 100%, because I actually wanted to do a program like Fix Up Estrus. I can't remember because it never kicked off. There was too many people standing in the way of it. But it was like a group of artisans that I asked, elderly artisans, that I asked, listen, yeah, if I would have a program that would focus on each building in the community every year, would you guys take part in it? And then I was actually amazed by the numbers that replied. most guys are actually willing to give their skills back. So my thing again is, yes, with the right funding and with the assistance from my community, yes, I will achieve this.
Most of support in funding will necessarily always come from government or government structures.
Yes.
Are you not going to find it difficult if you run on this colored narrative?
The thing is about the colored narrative. I hate it when people see it as the colored narrative, because the moment you have an issue with somebody labeling themselves as a colored or standing up for something proudly colored, then you are the problem. I don't see myself as a problem, because being colored means that I'm non-discrimination, discriminational. I mean, my kids are mixed race. I can't love one less and love one more because of the color of the skin. So I don't think...
So colors cannot be racist.
I don't know. I don't see us being racist people. I really don't see us, because look at me. I'm a dark-skinned guy. My daughter is as white as Alani. She has green eyes. She's got blonde hair. Most people say it's not my child, but it's my child.
Okay, Clivan.
Yes.
The name Cape Colored Congress.
Yes.
We are colored. I'm a colored.
Yes.
I'm not from Cape Town.
Yes, but your ancestry dates back to the Cape of Good Hope. If you can really link yourself, I don't know if you want to go to a biological test to find out if you were a descendant of the Great Khoisan tribe. Then you need to go do it by yourself. But I accept that heritage. I accept that ancestry, because I know, if I ask my family, listen here, where do you guys come from? Most of them would tell me the Western Cape province. The Western province. Well, where in the Western Cape, I don't know. But they tell me they're from the Western Cape. So most of our bloodlines come from the Cape. So people need to get that story just right.
Okay.
We are all ancestors of the Cape.
Okay. You mentioned that pay discrepancies of the guys that come in earning more than you, and you also mentioned that you are self-taught.
Yes.
So those people, those youngsters, don't they come with degrees and diplomas and just need some practical experience, hence they get more money
yes.
than you?
Yes. But in some aspect of work, you need to consider experience over education. I'm sorry, you can't just take somebody that just got out of school, give him a paycheck that's double the price of somebody that's been working 5 years in that position. I mean, that's plain simple idiocy. How can I say? It's idiocy. I can't take my son out of school and compare him with someone that's been working in IT for 5 years. It's madness. Let's be realistic. So, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned also the business chamber here in Estes. What's your role there?
My role is the deputy secretary. The chairman is Uncle Willie Jacobs.
Okay.
William Jacobs. I think most people know him.
Yes, I do.
The deputy chair is Amir Wendell Amir.
Okay.
He's the one that got the contract here by
Pick a pay. Yes, I see. It's doing good job there.
Al Mubarak is our secretary. It leaves me as the deputy secretary. And then we have our PRO is Colette. And our treasurer is Veronique Volskut. Yes.
Good. Okay. When did this political bug bite you? I mean, it's in exactly when. I hear that you talk about you've been aware of this discrimination against you because you're colored and all that. But if you give a time frame, was it 2019, 2020, 2021, June? When did this bug bite you?
I think it was 2020, just after I left my job. Because only then did I discover how bad it is. I thought it was just in my work environment, but it went on in my government service departments. If I go to Home Affairs, if I go, any person can relate to this if they are colored. The service is not the same as a black person's service.
And how did you campaign? I mean, what did you do? I don't see your pamphlets. I don't see your posters on the polls.
Because we are a self-funded party. We rely on the funds of our members, depending on what our members can raise for us. And I've been mainly focusing on social media, because, I mean, social media is now the new thing. If you want to be seen, you have to be on social media. And I think there's where the station also got me.
But bear in mind of a lot of, especially the older guard,
yes,
who is not on social media, who doesn't see posters, pamphlets, and boom, she walks into that room and here is Clivaan Olifant of the CCC.
Yes.
So what, how you?
We are actually giving first privileges to our leading parties with the finances in that department.
The leading parties? Meaning?
The opposition parties, excuse me.
You're giving first privilege? I don't understand.
We're giving first privilege to smear up the polls to the leading parties, yes.
Oh.
So let them put up their posters and stuff. By the last week, I think it will be vandalized. I see they already started ripping off their posters. By that time, I'm planning to do a campaign this week. But I mainly rely on a door-to-door, where I would go from house to house, speaking to the people directly. Because it's senseless for me to put up a poster. Only thing is, you see my face, you don't know me personally. So I would make it my mission to try and visit a house or speak to one elderly person per day, every single day up until the election.
Time.
And also
time.
Yes, I know the time is short, but
I think even if you put a year,
yeah,
take a year, you won't visit all the houses and speak to all the people.
Yes, remember,
you have 2 weeks
now. Our population
now
is dense in Estres. We got 6 people living in one house. So
on average, maybe, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe if I can just speak to one household, I already break through to 6 people. So let's say if we can do the numbers, I can reach most probably 1,000 people before election.
So the PA say they're not a colored party. They are a party of minorities and disadvantaged people.
Yes.
So they also say that even if you're black, you can fall under the PA, or
yes,
Indian or white, yes, or whatever. But you specifically say colored.
Yes, because we are not ashamed to show that the colored people have been struggling since post-apartheid. We are the only people that it's not shy to say this. I'm not trying to be political bias or what, but I love my black people. My family is interracial. It doesn't matter, because I'm only, I have a party at home. It's only for people of color. It's a colored people party. No, those people come to our party as well. They come enjoy the beers. They come enjoy the food. Now, Cape Colored Congress is the same thing. If you share the vision of the colored people, if you can acknowledge that the colored people have been neglected, if you can acknowledge that the colored people are going to discrimination, some people just plainly want to stay quiet and brush it off, like the colored people are not going through struggle. We are just amplifying it and showing it. We are not ashamed to say that the colored person is struggling, but we are open to any race, as long as they see the plight.
So will your growth and existence actually be just in colored communities, predominantly colored communities?
At this moment, we are more focused on our colored communities, because they are the communities that are in decay. If you can go look at our neighboring communities, Silverton is not like Estres. Mayor's Park is not like Estres.
Well, they've always been better than us in terms of development,
terms
of infrastructure.
It was the spatial planning that made us. But
well, our other neighbors held it bad, worse off. If you look at Mamelodi, if you look at their roads, their infrastructure.
Yes, we have only one party to blame for that, because they have their votes.
The National Party.
Yes, they have their votes. It's their word. And the results speak for itself. I don't need to say nothing bad about the parties. They show their work, what they're doing. But the what I like about the CCC is that they really came to give back the power. Because when I remember when I was approached to be a counselor, I actually rejected it. I didn't want to be a counselor. I asked, isn't there anyone more senior than me? Then they said, no, you are more senior than the get.
Mm.
Your vision is exactly what the party stands for.
Mm.
You know, uplifting the youth, getting them involved in government.
Mm. Now, I can hear that you are passionate about the issues that your party stands for.
Yes.
So, how many wards in Tshwane do you contest?
At this moment, Estrus is the only ward we contest.
In Tshwane?
Yes.
Okay. And in Gauteng?
Gauteng. Mm? Estrus is the only ward we're contesting in Gauteng.
In the entire Gauteng. So, Eldorado Park, all the other colored communities, you don't have a footprint there?
We have, on our Gauteng board, we have people residing in it. But our people that is on the board is not actually living directly in Yaldos. You know, it's most of the people that lives in the well-off places.
Mm.
So we what I actually said is Estrus is the best community to start for us as a party. Remember, CCC is already on the ground in Western Cape.
Mm.
They're now actually like the main opposition. And they spread out to KZN, to Eastern Cape, and Gauteng. So
why do you think Estrus is the best in the entire Gauteng?
Because I think in our region, in Tshwane, Estrus is basically the only colored community that I know of now.
Yeah, but Gauteng got a lot less. I mean, there's bigger communities.
Yes, in Joburg.
Eden Park.
Yes. Like I said, they went where we put our interest first. And because I am on the Gauteng board, I actually urge them to start our base in Estrus.
When did you register as a party? Wasn't it a bit too late?
Nope. All our things were on, were in time. But the Cape Coloured Congress didn't actually expect it to reach Gauteng.
Maybe that's the
yes,
point.
They never expected they'll reach Gauteng. And luckily, they did reach me. So I'm here actually as the head of CCC.
Mm.
Yes.
What do you think is the 3, 4, or 5 most important needs in our community?
Okay. Firstly, as you know, that Ward 43 runs up until Fulkedorp, and from Petroleum Street up until Zazum. I think there where Pig Safe starts.
Mm.
We are surrounded by a lot of factories. So, my main aspect, first things first, I would try to tackle the unemployment rate in Estrus. Remember, each company in a ward has a corporate social responsibility towards their surrounding communities. Meaning, Estrus has a share in the work equity.
Mm.
But I don't see our children being employed by I don't know what's the petrol, is it Caltech, is BP, na? Is it BP Power, petrol plant?
I don't know, is it BP or Caltex?
Yeah,
is it not all of them there?
I think all of them are there. We got huge factories here. We got SA breweries. We got the maize mill plant here. I mean, if you can see the type of businesses that Estrus is surrounded by, and our employment rate is so high, I can't understand why aren't we employed.
So what will your approach be? Imagine I am the recruitment manager.
Yes.
At
my approach would be
that BP, Caltex, whatever petrol thing.
Let's say if I'm elected, the responsibility of each councillor is to establish a council committee in his ward, mm-hmm. in his community. And the council committee would then be the people who actually drive the community with the councillor. Meaning, I would have people on the ground that would approach companies in a professional manner by sending out a letter of request for a meeting,
mm-hmm.
where we as the committee can meet with these surrounding companies
mm-hmm.
to discuss the work equity regarding our ward. And I think that would be the best approach for us, because on my own I can't do anything. I have to have the backing, full backing of the community.
Okay. Unemployment, what else?
Yes, and also our schools, our schooling system. Firstly, as you know, Yestres, my heart is by here for my school. Yestres secondary school is in decay. Our facilities, the school's bathroom facilities you won't even go in there. How do we expect our children to go there? So first things first, I would try and fix up all our schools, maintenance-wise. Have the children, to get the children the proper facilities that any school has. Trying to get our schools to a standard where it can provide for each need of a child. Socially, in sports, extraterrestrial assistance from teachers, and also to work on a program that can make the teachers deal with, the sociological aspect of what happens in school. I'm trying to actually reach out to the schools to speak about bullying, because my son is actually going through bullying currently. So also to get a community counselor that can speak to kids about their problems at school. And then, yes, it's just basically by improving the environment that the kids go to school.
Hmm. As a responsible, involved, present father,
yes,
how did you or are you going to approach that bullying that your son is going through?
I was actually trying to ask the principals if I can just before they start the day for the children, if I can just have like 10 minutes to speak with the kids about my experiences about bullying, because I also went through bullying. I don't know what child doesn't go through bullying at school, but it's more of like an educational session and a life lesson, because if I can show the children all the bullies that bullied me at school today, most of them are nyope owens. Most of them are drug-ridden.
That's the
nature's
course, way to deal with
nature's
bullies.
Way to deal with these things. I don't know. Is it God or? But these things happen. It happens. Children that does the bullying leads a bad life after bullying kids.
You see, bullying is such a deep,
yes,
thing, because that child must, maybe he was also bullied,
emotionally abused. It goes around. Like I spoke to the boys this afternoon, we have a lot of drug addicts in our neighborhood. I live there in Kersis, the Boons, the Kersis, or sons that say.
Okay.
Where I speak to the boys, these boys, you can see they went through something in life. Some of them are going through serious trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Some are going through negligence. So there's a lot of things that causes these things. So if my plight will also be with the teachers to speak to the kids as if they were speaking to their old children. I remember those days, Eri Maniro was lan like his pa. Iti gespila sy sien jy veel maniere jy slat jou.
And so that was right.
I'm not saying that was right. But here I am today with morals.
No, I'm not here because of the teachers who abused me or who abused other kids. I'm definitely not. I could have been a better person if I had more loving and caring teachers. But that's a subject for another day.
Yeah, it's a subject for another day. But like I said, it's more, you know, the community must involve themselves more regarding the bullying.
Okay. Yeah. Just to, before we go off this point. Now, so you're going to address that issue that of your son's bullying by speaking to the entire class?
Not
or
the
school.
Class, the school, yes.
And that's it. You're not going to see his parents or what?
Oh.
Don't you think that help?
Sometimes you might aggravate the parents because parents don't want to see their children's wrong. In today's world, even if your child steals someone's phone in front of his eyes, you won't go there but auntie say, you can't let my phone steal. Say, auntie, it's ma.
Well, you look like a reasonable man.
Yes.
Your son could be a bully.
No, my son can never be a bully.
Why not?
Because I teach him every day what bullying does.
We teach our children good morals and values, but outside they are influenced by other kids. I don't want us to dwell too much on that.
Yes.
But my approach is, if my son came, my son was in primary school, was bullied by a much bigger boy, maybe double his size.
Yes.
Who failed 3 times in primary school, so he was much bigger.
Yes.
And I believed my son, and I went to the parents, like a normal parent should do, and I greeted nicely, and I said, my son has been bullied by your son. And there was, like you say, big pandemonium.
Yes.
But I changed from being nice to being the other side of me. And I made certain threats there that I don't believe I was capable of saying and doing. But you won't believe it. The bullying stopped. Because I think his mother told him, listen, that uncle was really serious and I was serious.
Yes.
But anyway, I think the best thing is, because sometimes the teachers also, there's too many kids, 50-something or 40-something.
But if
you come to the parents, I promise you, I believe there's a 90% chance that you will resolve that thing. To say, listen, Clivan, your son, my son, complain that your son is bullying him. We don't say he is. He complains about it. But let's talk politics.
Yes. That's why, just before we go off the topic, my son likes AGT. He watches AGT a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of performances of children that's being bullied. And then I think there's one comment that stuck with him where Simon told his son, that child that was doing the interview, listen, you know one thing about bullies. Bullies normally bully the people that's smarter than them.
It's true.
So I didn't actually tell my son to stop being smart. I just told him, stop showing them you're smarter than him.
How old is your son?
He's now 11.
No, that's putting a big responsibility on him. We want to beat you at the marks. That's how we operated.
Yes, we want
to beat you at the marks. So I must stop being smart.
Yeah, but
I must get 50%.
Like I said,
8.
It's something that I need to work on with the community. And hopefully the school would give me the assistance.
Okay. You mentioned unemployment and then the certain aspects in the schooling system. Is there anything else that you think we need in this community?
We, you know, the upkeep of our community. Estrus was a very beautiful place. You understand? We need something like a maintenance program that is community-led. I don't want a guy from Soshanguve to come work in Estrus and fix up things that my community could have fixed by themselves. So we have to try and be more self-sustainable. And by me saying self-sustainable, there is things. I mean, if you can keep your yard clean by yourself, you can keep your community clean by yourself.
Yeah, I keep my yard clean by myself when I drive around and is it Sierberg in Nantes?
Yeah.
I see that I keep my yard clean, but I throw the stuff next to the school fence, all the building rubble and all that.
Yes.
And
because
it
eliminates the self-sustainability aspect of things.
But I am now...
We are still depending on someone else to clean after us.
Yes, but you see, my point is, all the candidates here come and talk about this programs and that programs.
Yeah.
That toilets of the school.
Yeah.
Who messed it up like that? I understand there's old infrastructure, but if you look after old infrastructure, it doesn't have to... the broken taps, the broken pots, yes, all those things there. Who did those things?
It has something to do, and it's another point that I want to actually focus on. It's the security aspect of our community. It's redundant. Our police service is not doing what they're supposed to. They're not even patrolling as much as they used to it back in the day. I mean, we had to, if we wanted to do something naughty, there's no chance for you because the policemen were up and down. They were patrolling things. So the security aspect of our community is actually, it's missing. There's no caretakers. There's no security in municipal buildings. But it's something that I did come up with a simple suggestion. If everyone in Esters can donate a 1 rand, each person in Esters can donate a 1 rand and we start our own security company, employ our children, and have them look after our place.
Suppose now I'm a businessman. I do maintenance, general maintenance. I can cut grass. I can fix swimming pools. I can fix roofs. I can fix tennis courts. I can do all those kind of things.
Yes.
So I should just work in Esters because now you said you don't want somebody from Soshanguve. If the city of Tshwane say, okay, Esters pool need to be refurbished or the Silverton pool.
Are you telling me Tshwane doesn't know Esters has people that can do the work?
No. Hear me out maybe.
Yeah.
So Tshwane put out the standard to say we need to upgrade the swimming pool in Silverton, Esters and in Soshanguve.
Yes.
So Tshwane work on
a database,
a tender system, and you must qualify. You know what I'm talking about. Tax clearances, BEE, all those things
must
are
be in
order.
Yes.
Then they also work on maybe previous records and also on the price.
Yes.
So now I outsmart all those guys or the Soshanguve guy. Let's use that example.
Yes.
But now because I'm not from Soshanguve, I should not get that contract because somebody from Soshanguve should get it. That means that only people in Soshanguve must do business there. As a businessman, I will be limited in my scope to grow, don't you think?
Yes, but how do you boost a community's economy? How do you boost it?
But
by getting external contractors to come and work and then just go back and take the money to their then they take their investment and go invest it in their communities. Whereas Tshwane can have someone that works here in Esters and have them invest the money back into their community.
I hear what you're saying, but my point is then as an entrepreneur, I will be stuck in Esters. My scope will be so limited because remember for Tshwane, we are one community, all 107 wards.
Yes.
Is one community.
Yes.
So you appoint the best guy for the job.
Well, if the best guy is, it's something that needs to be looked into, because at the end of the day, you're still leaving the people in the community without any responsibility in their community, because no one wants to be liable for anything that happens in Esters, because there's external contractors that come and work here, so we are holding them liable for what happens in Esters. If the roads, the roadworks are not finished, or let's say the grasses are not cut and all that things, they phone the council. Hey, Lester, niks is gedoen nie. But meanwhile, we still have people here.
Okay. Let's move on. Unemployment, the schooling system, the upkeep of the community, and what other needs do you think we have?
My main need is skills and development centers. Our community, we have so many frustrated youth. I was last weekend at Pick and Pay to ask a few of the Tuk-Tuk owners to put my poster on the tucks and just drive it around, because I don't have a lot of posters. I only print what I can afford to print.
Sure.
So I approached the Tuk-Tuk boys and I asked them, listen, yeah, this is my poster. I'm trying to run for councillor. Can you guys please just advertised for me. And then I met this one tuk tuk driver that actually, his story actually broke my heart. Because he's an educated young man. He has his matric. He went and did his extra studies. But he said, kyk nou vir my, ek ry nou tak, maar ek het al die kwalifikasies.
Mm. Okay, we have a few questions here. It's from Mr. PD. He says, okay, I'm going to ask the questions as they come. Né?
Yes.
Okay. Vraag 1 is, hoekom die groot animosity teen die PA? I think he assumed the CCC against the PA. Why the big animosity?
Oh, there's no animosity there. My president actually and Gaten know each other very well. I never experienced any animosity. I have nothing bad to say to them or to say about them. Okay. All I can see is that they are standing for what was assumed to be a rainbow nation, which was not. The story, they are actually selling the story that was been sold to us for the past 24 years.
Okay, there's a follow-up one here. He say, hoekom al die lelike vloekery op social media deur 'n leier? Verswak dit nie al saak met 50% nie? I don't know what is that.
Wat is 'n vloekery?
You're not aware of it?
I'm not aware of.
Okay.
I can't speak for Western Cape. I'm speaking for Easter's tonight.
But that's about the party. If your party leader do something,
then the party will deal internally with him.
So then you have nothing to say about it.
What I can say is I can't say speak for another man in regards of his behavior. But what I can say for myself is our people are frustrated. We have to understand it. If our people are frustrated, it means our leaders are even more frustrated than the people.
Okay, this question came in 5:30. So some of the things you went through, but I'm just going to ask it for interesting sakes. As hulle slegs Cape Town based, you did answer that, but just answer him again.
Yes, it's not Cape Town based. It started in Cape Town, but it branched out to KZN, Eastern Cape. And remember, the party is still 1 year old, and it's still growing as we speak. So we are fortunate enough that it came to Easter's.
Hoe kom nog 'n colored party?
As far as I know, it's the only colored party.
As daar nie commonalities tussen hulle en ander parties wat staan vir die colored saak nie, hoe kom hulle bereid amalgamate hulle nie mind like dit parties nie?
In terme van coalition kan ek niks sê nie, because ek is nie in hy grond om iets te sê oor 'n coalition nie. Maar wat ek kan sê is, ons mense moet net verstaan. Ons moet oplettend wees op wie meer vocal is vir die kleerlingse pleit. Because it's about highlighting the colored struggle. It's not about asking why the colors now. Why? The time when the struggle of the black man was highlighted, and it's still highlighted to this day. I mean, Black Lives Matter. That was something crazy. Nobody said nothing. Nobody said, why only blacks? Why was colors involved in that? Because apparently, when we were striking for houses, Police could just came and shot at us for no reason whatsoever, as if colored lives didn't matter. So again, is it wrong for us to stand up for that?
A question from myself, actually. It's,
yes.
Do small parties have a role in the political sphere? You are small in terms that you are 1 year old.
Yes.
You are the only candidate in the entire Gauteng. So yes. I think that define you as a small party.
Yes.
Do you, what role do you think you have?
Well, our role would be to bring something different, is to bring back the power to our people, because these other political parties have removed the power from the people, whereas we can't say what we want and how we want it and how we want it to be done. We have no voice in that. So as a small party, I think it's actually the best platform for any person who can speak out to be involved with. Because this party just came and gave me a voice to speak for my people. And also they gave me the power to do for my people how I want to do for them. Mm. Not how the party wants. Because I live here. I know what my community needs. So I think it's a good thing to be small at this moment.
You mentioned the ward committees. How will you do it?
I would do an open meeting with the community and see out of that people that attends the meeting, who would be willing enough to serve their community? Remember, we are here to serve the community, not ourselves.
Mm. Clivan, is there anything else that you want to add that I didn't ask?
Well, at this moment, I can't think of anything that you didn't ask. I think you asked me the right things.
I can just mention here that Clivan didn't come with any notes. He is well articulate in his party's manifesto,
yes,
what they want and what they stand for. And I can just say that this is not an easy road. I think the time that you had to prepare for the election was also not enough.
Yes, yes. I think I only had 1 month to prepare for the...
which is very critical.
Yes.
Time is...
I can't say... It's that critical.
Okay, it's good from your side. But, you know, certain events, big events like
yes.
the World Cup, like the Olympics,
yes.
like Euros,
yes.
like elections, the preparation for the elections, for that event, the
yes.
World Cup, everything started as soon as that other event, as the one event ended.
Yes.
If the final whistle is blown in July, maybe the 20th in Qatar.
Yes.
The 21, they already start preparing for the next
yes.
World Cup. So, if you're not going to make it...
That's the day I start working in the community.
Don't start 1 month before again and
yeah.
start working on a campaign. Because I can bet my bottom dollar, no one will make it in a... short time. The more
yes.
time you have, the better. Because if you're going to door by door, which is the best
yes.
marketing strategy to have people to listen, to convince them otherwise, if
yes.
you can. You cannot convince everyone, will not be nice. I have been there, I know. People will look you in your face.
Yes.
Near oogknopie and say for your ex sal nie vir jou vote nie.
Yeah.
And you have to have a thick skin and understand.
I was actually told a few of that. I said, you don't have to vote for me. You need to vote for your child. You need to vote for yourself. Because you're not going to do me any favors. I'm a businessman. I can push my own wheel. I can mind my own business and carry on with my life as is. But I'm not here for me. I'm here for my kids, your kids. So that they can have a better opportunity. They shouldn't have to go through the struggles that I went through as a young man.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm just saying to people, don't vote for the person, vote for yourself.
Mm.
How do you want to be governed?
Yeah. No, I feel your heart is in the right place, Clivan. I wish you all the luck. And last thing that I'm going to mention is, if you don't make it, the community doesn't necessarily mean no, we
yes,
don't want you.
Yes.
It just means not now.
I was told that it takes 5 years to win an election. And
the Zambian president lost 5 elections. He's a billionaire. He
yes.
won on the 6th time.
Yes.
So if on average it's 4 years, so he lost 20 years. He lost 20 years in elections. He's still young. And I follow him on Facebook. It seems like he's on the right way.
Yes.
But, you know, it's very early. And,
you know, what the funny thing is, just to end it off, I've gotten the support from people in Cape Town because they They loved my ideology of how we should live as a community.
Okay.
And I'm actually just, I just have faith that things would go my way.
You have faith?
Yes.
We need faith.
Yes.
And the OJs say, you know, we are in this thing together. This thing called politics, this thing called elections, this thing called community upliftment, like you say so many times, and the previous guest also say, you need the support of the community.
Yes.
I'm going to play this special song for you, Clivan. Thank you once again for coming.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. You when I started chatting with you last week, you were more than willing. You kept your time. You rushed from the old center to here. I appreciate it,
and I
wish you well. And here's the OJs just for you, Clivan.
Yo kasi, yo stasi.